Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. Today, I think, was the first time in my, three-ish, four-ish weeks doing this show that the music bed kind of stuck up on me. And wait, it's showtime. What do I do? What do I do with my hands? Welcome in. Wednesday, middle of the week. I woke up this morning and thought it was, Monday. I don't know why. You're a baseball fan. Probably still not a very happy day. Sure. Stuff that happened yesterday, canceling opening day, canceling the first two series of the regular season. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it either, but on the show, we talk about what's trending in the sports world. And unfortunately, that is what is trending in the sports world, at least at a national scene. Plenty to talk about in the world of college sports today, including some conference champions crowned last night, at least regular season champions crowned last night. We'll talk about that coming up here shortly, and we've got a senior night in the state of Iowa tonight. Iowa State Cyclones taking on Oklahoma State over in Ames at Hilton Coliseum. We'll preview that here in just a bit as we get set here on a Wednesday edition of the show. Second day of March, another gorgeous day outside. But petitioning, I petitioned yesterday and I petitioned again today to be able to do the show on location, but I was met with crickets. I guess that's the new guy treatment. I honestly don't know. I hope that's not how they, approach the question throughout the years here. We'll see, but I know we have some on-location stuff coming up later on this month. We'll tell you more about that as it gets closer, but we welcome you in here, Spencer on Sports, kicking off our local show here, our local programming, I should say, here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the free KGYM app, or on your smart speaker as well. Like we said, lots to get to here on the show today. Phone number, as always, is 319-366-1600. You can follow along with our show hashtag SOS on KGYM. That is the letters S, O, and S, the word on, and then our call letters, KGYM, all in one hashtag. Hashtag SOS on KGYM. Do have a poll question for you. It has to do with college basketball. You can find that at KGYMradio.com. Will the Iowa men hold on to a double bye in the Big Ten tournament? Yes or no? As of right now, and we'll talk about this when we get into our college hoops talk here in just a moment. The Iowa Hawkeyes would have a double bye if the season ended today. Of course, there's two games left for Coach Fran McCaffrey and the crew, including a tomorrow night's contest in Ann Arbor and a Sunday evening affair in Champaign against the Illini. But if the season ended today, Iowa would get the double bye, a very important double bye. We'll break down this what the bracket looks like here in just a bit, but you can weigh in on our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Of course, it's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlements in Iowa City. Before we get to hoops, though, I do want to, confirm the confirmed. Is that what we're doing here? But officially bring you the news that we had talked about yesterday on the program, that the Iowa Hawkeyes are welcoming back one of their own into the fold as one new assistant coach to head coach Kirk Ferentz and the staff of the Iowa football team, the University of Iowa and Iowa football, officially announcing earlier today, a couple hours ago, that former Iowa linebacker and NFL linebacker Abdul Hodge is rejoining the University of Iowa football staff, or is joining for the first time, I guess, proper way to term it. We'll be joining as the tight ends coach. It was announced officially by Kirk Ferentz and Iowa football earlier today. Iowa will be, of course, moving Brian Ferentz to the quarterback's coaching role, or adding that on to his duties, replacing Ken O'Keefe, who left for that off-the-field role. In the statement, Kirk Ferentz announcing and saying in a statement released by University Today that, quote, "I have a tremendous amount of respect for Abdul. We first got to know him when recruiting him in 1999 and 2000. Ferentz is saying he was a terrific player for us, but more than his accomplishments on the field, he was an outstanding leader for our football team." Abdul Hodge saying in a statement as well, "When I decided to get into coaching after my NFL career, the first person I called was Coach Ferentz." Hodge going on to say that Coach Ferentz has always been a great leader, and he's excited to be able to continue his coaching career where he had so many great memories as a player and as a student. And Hodge reflecting on his time coming back as an honorary captain in 2016, and saying he got to meet players and spent a lot of quality time with the football staff, and saying his daughter told him she could tell that he was really happy to be back at a place that felt like home. And Hodge closing out his portion of the statement, saying that he's thrilled to be able to bring my family back to Iowa City, end quote. So that move made official, of course, had first been announced by Pete Thamel from ESPN earlier Tuesday, and confirmed by different Iowa media outlets, including the Des Moines Register and The Athletic, now made official by the University of Iowa. As the statement goes on, the press release goes on for the university, Kirk Ferentz saying that "we believe this is the logical move for our football program." When it talks about adding Abdul Hodge as the tight ends coach, and then taking Brian Ferentz, who of course is the current offensive coordinator, taking over as the quarterback's coach, Kirk Ferentz saying, like I said, that "we believe this is the logical move for our football program." Ferentz going on to say the person in charge of calling the plays should work most closely with the players who are in control of the offense. So that is the latest news from the Iowa football program. Again, with Kirk Ferentz officially announcing that Abdul Hodge will be rejoining the Hawkeyes as a coach this time, and coaching the tight ends with the University of Iowa. Brian Ferentz taking over as quarterback's coach for the Iowa football program. Plenty more on that to come. We'll talk more about that coming up on the gym class. I'll be in for Scott Udash again today, and then Todd and Alex will talk more about that. They did talk yesterday. We talked on the gym class with John Bonenkamp, talked about that briefly, but Todd and Alex speaking with Scott Docterman on yesterday's program. If you missed that conversation about Scott's piece on the move on The Athletic, I invite you to check out our podcast at KGYMRadio.com with Todd and Alex's podcast. It's available on the website right now. At 2:12, let's move into college hoops, and we'll start with another crazy night in the Big Ten. We'll start with what happened in Madison. Our poll question yesterday was, who was going to win that Big Ten showdown in Madison? And I looked at the results, and a lot of you picked Purdue, and a lot of you were wrong. I think only one person picked Wisconsin. And, well, Wisconsin got the job done on their home court, and Wisconsin clinching a share of the Big Ten regular season title, pretty much guaranteed to win it outright. Pretty much because they play Nebraska, although considering what happened with the Huskers last night, might not be almost a guarantee, but the Badgers all but certain to win that title outright and get the number one seed for the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. But what a crazy game. What a great basketball game. It's what you wanted to see between two top-level teams in the Big Ten. And Wisconsin getting the bank three-pointer. The bank was open very late in Madison, apparently. I grew up in the Madison area, and banks were never open all that late, but I digress. Wisconsin getting the win 70-67 last night. Chucky Hepburn, I've seen some Badger media people calling it the Chuck. I think that's appropriate because Chucky Hepburn got the game-winning banked three with just under a few seconds left to play, about 1.5 left, to help the Badgers knock off Purdue. So Wisconsin gets the win. They get the share of the Big Ten regular season title. Purdue's got Indiana, who Indiana knocked them off in Bloomington. Game, I believe, yes, it is in West Lafayette. So would imagine the Boilers are up for some revenge. going to spoil Indiana's push to solidify their spot in the NCAA tournament. We'll see that. And as I mentioned, Wisconsin closes with Nebraska coming up this weekend. Speaking of Nebraska, speaking of Ohio State, too, the heck is going on in Columbus? Nebraska beating number 22 Ohio State 78-70 last night. Bryce McGowan's with 26 points to lead the Huskers. EJ Liddell, double-double not enough for Ohio State. 27-14 for EJ Liddell as the Buckeyes lose by 8 to the Huskers. They got close. The Buckeyes did late in that one, but Nebraska able to pull away and snap a winless streak for Coach Fred Hoiberg at Nebraska. They were, what, 0-23, 0-24 against ranked teams under Fred Hoiberg? And, well, they got the victory last night, ended that streak, and Nebraska getting the win here over Ohio State. Zed Key, one of their key players, was out last night for Ohio State, but overall, losing to Nebraska, back-to-back losses for Maryland or to Maryland and Nebraska for Ohio State. Not exactly what you want to see if you are a Buckeye fan, that is for sure. Ohio State 2-3 in their last five games. They finished with a couple tough ones. No rest for the wicked, no rest for the weary. For Ohio State, coming off a couple tough losses, they've got Michigan State and Michigan at home. And those two teams played each other last night. And Michigan, the team the Iowa Hawkeyes will see tomorrow, dominated their in-state rival 87-70 last night. So the Wolverines knock off the Spartans in Big Ten play. So that's kind of a rundown of what happened. Not all that surprising that Michigan got the win. That game was in Ann Arbor, but 87-70. Michigan State rebounded with that loss or the win over Purdue over the past weekend. Came back out and lost by 17 to your rival. Wisconsin gets the share of the regular season crown, and then Nebraska knocking off Ohio State last night. So your standings look like this coming into today. Wisconsin at 15-4 and 24-5. Illinois is 13-5 and 20-8, 1.5 back. Purdue now with that loss, now 13-6, 24-8. They're a half game back of Illinois, two games back, I should say, of Wisconsin. And there's where Iowa comes into play here. Iowa, 11-7 and 21-8, tied with Ohio State, but due to the Hawkeyes win in Columbus, they have the tiebreaker. So Iowa, 11-7, 21-8, 3.5 back of first place. Ohio State, 11-7, 18-9, 3.5 back. And then the jumble kind of comes in. You got Rutgers at 10-8, 16-12. Michigan State, 10-8, 19-10. Michigan, 10-8, 16-12. And Indiana, who's fighting for their NCAA tournament lives, 9-9 and 18-10. Going into the final couple games of the season here. Penn State, Maryland, Northwestern, Minnesota, and Nebraska round out the Big Ten standing. So looking at the Big Ten tournament bracket here, we get set, if the season ended today, your top four seeds are as follows. Wisconsin gets the 1, Illinois the 2, Purdue the 3, and Iowa the 4. Your 6 through 10 seeds, Rutgers the 6, Michigan the 7, 5 through 10 seeds, Ohio State the 5, Rutgers the 6, Michigan the 7, Michigan State the 8, Indiana the 9, and Penn State the 10. And your first round games, if it were to be played today, of course we know it's not, but it's fun to look at what happens, what might need to be done. Minnesota, the 13, would take on the 12 seed Northwestern, and then Nebraska, the 14 seed, would play the 11 seed Maryland. That is if the season ended today. Those are your seeds for the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. Work to be done for the Hawkeyes, that is for sure. We'll preview in full detail the game tomorrow as the Hawkeyes get ready to face off against Michigan from Ann Arbor. Iowa, of course, losing in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Like to get some revenge and maybe help solidify a spot in the top four. Of course, win at Illinois would be nice, too. We talked yesterday. I said, I don't think I'm crazy for thinking Iowa can win one of these final two. They're very tough places to play at Ann Arbor, at State Farm Center in Champaign, but I just have a feeling they're going to win one. One of the two. They win two of the two, that's gravy. They win one, I think we should all be pretty happy, especially considering how tough that schedule is. Before we get to our first break and move on to previewing college hoops action tonight, run down to the rest of the scoreboard from last night. Mentioned a couple conference championships clinched last night. Regular season championships clinched. Number two, Arizona was one of those teams to do that. The Wildcats dominating USC 91-71. Wildcats getting the Pac-12 regular season title for the first time since 2018. And kind of an amazing stat when you think about it. Duke, not in the final score. They beat Pittsburgh by 30 last night, 86-56. Duke clinches a share of the ACC regular season title for the first time since 2009-2010. It's just hard to believe. It's the first time since 2009-2010 that Duke clinches at least a share of the ACC regular season title. If they beat North Carolina on Saturday, they'll win it outright. They do get the number one seed in the conference tourney, courtesy of their 30-point win over Pittsburgh last night. So Duke, Arizona, and Wisconsin clinching shares of or outright conference titles, regular season titles last night. Do you want to tip my cap, I guess? I suggested yesterday, should Kansas be on upset alert? Kansas going to TCU and losing the Horned Frogs, ribbiting their way to victory, 74-64 over Kansas. They got TCU again coming up tomorrow night. They'll finish at home with Texas on Saturday, but Kansas now with back-to-back losses, losing, of course, to Baylor over the weekend, but Kansas losing 74-64. Elsewhere in the Big 12, Oklahoma, a winner over West Virginia, who's been fading down the stretch, 72-59. Rest of the top 25 saw Kentucky beat Ole Miss. Villanova edge Providence, number 11 Nova knocking off number 9 Providence. Tennessee over Georgia, 75-68, and Houston down Cincinnati, 71-53. That's your top 25 scoreboard from last night. It's 2:22. You're listening to Spencer on Sports here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the show. Take our first break, come back and talk a little bit more college hoops, get you ready for tonight's game in Ames, the Iowa State Cyclones and the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Iowa State looking to continue their winning streak and sweep the season series with Okie State. We'll talk more about that, look at the rest of the college hoop schedule, and more coming up here on KGYM. Forecast update and Jason Fitz has your ESPN Sports Beat coming up.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine for the rest of the day today. Temperature is going to be climbing up to a high near 60. Later on tonight, then, colder air starts to move in behind a cold front. Temperatures will be dropping down into the 20s, clouds will be building, and there will be the chance for some light snow showers or flurries as we head through Thursday morning. Then through the day tomorrow, we're going to have mostly cloudy skies and temperatures in the low to mid 30s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
Ole Miss quarterback Matt Corral is living proof that players need to be able to make their own decisions without all of us yelling when it comes to whether or not they want to play in a bowl game. He injured his ankle in the first quarter of the Sugar Bowl against Baylor, and as a result, he's not able to be a full participant in a lot of what you would expect him to participate in leading up to the NFL draft. But he says he has no regrets, and that's cool. I just think back to December and how many people were yelling about every athlete making every individual choice. And you have to wonder, it's at least fair to ask, would Matt Corral have a different value right now if he was able to do more? We don't know. Now, he's comfortable with the decision, but the most important thing to me is that he got to make that decision. Maybe next time we're all screaming about the commitment level of athletes to choose not to play in any game, we should also think about the business risk that they're taking when they participate and whether or not that risk is worth it. In this year's draft class, there is not a surefire quarterback. There's not the guy that you know you could bank on. And knowing that there's not that guy, every little thing could make a difference in who gets picked when. So all of it results in money one way or the other. Understand this. I don't think that there's a surefire thing in the quarterback class of this year's draft, but I do think that there are possibilities. It's just about how you cultivate them. Like, we forget that Patrick Mahomes didn't play his rookie year. I think there are a lot of guys, Malik Willis out of Liberty, Matt Corral that we just talked about. You talk about any of these quarterbacks and say, hey, the plan is that we're going to let them learn and we're going to let them get comfortable and play them in a year or two. I don't feel bad about any of that, especially knowing that these quarterbacks are likely to be drafted mid-late first round. That actually makes a lot of sense to me because it's a plan with patience. If the plan is just to cram them in there and see how it goes, I don't love any of that. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
BetMGM welcomes you with a special offer on the NBA. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code Hanson 200, H-A-N-S-O-N 200, when you make your first bet. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. BetMGM is proud to be an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code Hanson 200, Hanson with an O, to win $200 in free bets if a three-pointer is made in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. New customer offer, 21 years of age or older to wager, Iowa only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Strength. Precision. This trophy isn't given, it must be earned. The 2022 NCAA Division III Wrestling Championships are coming to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse March 11th and 12th. Tickets are on sale now at creventslive.com. Cedar Rapids Tourism and the American Rivers Conference are proud to host the 2022 NCAA Division III Wrestling Championships March 11th and 12th at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse in Cedar Rapids. Purchase your tickets now at creventslive.com.
Menards' huge selection of over 1,000 Patriot lighting options makes finding your style easy with 11% off everything. Coordinate the lighting in different rooms of your home with the trendy Citrine collection. The mid-century modern lines, elegant gold finish, and white glass is the perfect upgrade you've been needing. Get 11% off all Patriot lighting now at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Back at 227 at KGYM. Spencer on Sports kicking off your local programming for a Wednesday. 319-366-1600. Appreciate you chiming in all the time on our text line, talk line as well. Don't forget to check out our website, kgymradio.com. We got podcasts on there, plus our poll question. We talked about Iowa now, at least for the moment, being in position for a double bye in the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. Our poll question today: will the Iowa men hold on to that double bye in the Big Ten tournament? Yes or no? Let us know your thoughts at kgymradio.com or chime in on the text line. Free to do that as well. 319-366-1600. Spencer Wagon here, and producer Ben is here as well. Big Ten women's basketball tournament underway. Iowa, of course, does not play until Friday evening. Tell you what's happening in that here in just a bit. Looks like a team that wears red and plays in New Jersey is going to advance. I'll leave it at that. Let's continue with men's basketball talk here. For the moment, big game tonight in Ames. Big in the sense that Iowa State can continue a nice winning streak heading into the Big 12 tournament and into the NCAA tournament as well. Iowa State, of course, proving to 20-9 overall with that turned out to be a nail-biter win over Kansas State in Manhattan. Didn't really need to be that way, but K-State kept battling. And Iowa State, though, able to pull out the victory and get the job done over the Wildcats, almost said Cowboys. They're playing the Cowboys tonight, playing the Wildcats in Manhattan on Saturday. And Iowa State getting that win 74-73. Iowa State doing just heck of a job so far this season. Plus 18 in the win column. That's the best turnaround in school in Big 12 history. And it is senior night tonight as the Cyclones host the Cowboys in Stillwater. Seniors being honored tonight include Carter Booth, Isaiah Brockington, who's had a heck of a year for Iowa State, George Conant, Gabe Kalscher, and Jazz Koontz tonight. All the seniors will be honored prior to the contest in Hilton Coliseum. And Iowa State getting that win over Oklahoma State in overtime back in January, late January. 84-81 was the final score. Oklahoma State had kind of dominated that series for a little bit. They had won the previous four, but Cyclones got it done in overtime January 26th and looked to get that win here tonight and complete the season sweep and continue a nice win streak heading into what's going to be a tough game, no question about it, on Saturday at Baylor. But the Cyclones looking to get the W tonight at home and defend their home court. Coach T.J. Otzelberger speaking post-game after the Kansas State win, talked about getting to return home tonight, what it's going to mean to play it in front of the home fans one more time this season.
Chance to play well in Hilton in front of our fans. We're playing great basketball right now. We're appreciative to the environment and the crowd that we know will be there on Wednesday. And so we'll just keep preparing one possession at a time to be at our best.
Coach T.J. Otzelberger there following the win over Kansas State on Saturday, an audio courtesy of the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield. When it comes down to it, I was looking into some of the numbers here. I'm a big numbers guy. At least I like stats. Fun with stats is one of my favorite things to play. But when it comes down to it, Iowa State's been really good in close games this year. Cyclones 5-2 in games decided by 5 points or less, 4-1 in one possession games this year. And we talked about Isaiah Brockington. We talked about that game against West Virginia last week where he was just on fire, had the steal, had the score to put the Cyclones ahead for good in that one. He comes alive when games are close. The numbers show you that Isaiah Brockington averages 21 points a game in games decided by 5 points or less. And you just look specifically at that game against West Virginia, and you could see how he performs in that game where he had 35 points to help the Cyclones come back and beat the Mountaineers at home. So Cyclones looking to get it done tonight. Would be nice to carry that win streak, a five-game win streak heading into the game against Baylor. And it'll be a tough one on Saturday, but the way the Cyclones are playing, anything is possible, especially as we get into the month of March. When it comes down to it, the series, by the way, in case you were curious, this is the 137th meeting between the Cyclones and Cowboys. Cowboys own a very tight lead in the series, 69-67. The Cowboys with a two-win advantage over Iowa State. Iowa State has owned the series in Ames, though. They are 23-13 versus the Oklahoma State teams in games played at Hilton. So, well, Hilton Magic maybe on the docket for tonight. Senior night, I think it would be a time where Hilton Magic would be certainly appropriate. So we'll see what happens tonight. We do have coverage for you tonight here at KGYM. We'll join it right around tip-off with John Walters and Eric Heft on the call from the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield. 6 o'clock broadcast, and we'll join it right around tip-off time right here on KGYM and 1600 AM and 102.3 on your FM dial. Top 25 action for tonight. You've got Auburn and Mississippi State. LSU, they get to face Arkansas. 14 Arkansas playing host to the Bayou Bengals tonight. UConn is at Creighton. And Alabama hosting Texas A&M. It's kind of a light night on the top 25 slate for tonight. By the way, UConn put out an interesting graphic. I saw somebody else retweeted the graphic. Their players coming out of the corn. They do realize Creighton's in Omaha, right? I don't think people in UConn know or necessarily care about that type of stuff. But maybe I'm wrong. I saw that graphic on Twitter a few minutes ago. A couple of UConn's players standing in an animated cornfield to symbolize that they are playing at Creighton tonight. Anyways, enough of that. 2:34, quick look at what's happening on the women's side of things. Big Ten women's basketball tournament underway right now. Rutgers gave you kind of a hint as to what was happening. Rutgers currently up on Penn State is at 52-36. TV screen is a little bit far away from me right now, but yes, 52-54-36, if my terrible eyesight is telling me the truth. Looks like Rutgers, the 13 seed, will move on to face Indiana coming up tomorrow. Other game coming up about 3:30 Central Time, if you're so inclined to check out some Big Ten women's basketball today. The 11 seed Wisconsin hosting last-placed Illinois. 3:30 start time, those games on BTN. Of course, Hawkeye women's team does not play until Friday evening. They'll play either Northwestern or Minnesota. Northwestern, the 7, Minnesota, the 10 seed. We've got Arch Madness tipping off tomorrow. The two in-state teams aren't in action until Friday when you've got UNI and Drake playing. Look around the other conference tournaments real quick. Had a few get underway this week. Northeast Conference is underway already. Some drama there. Yesterday, you had the start of the Atlantic Sun Tournament. Winners in the Atlantic Sun, Central Arkansas, Kennesaw State, FGCU. Are they still Dunk City, FGCU? They won, regardless, and Lipscomb, a winner there, too. Earlier today, NCANT outlasting Radford in overtime in the first game of the Big South Tournament. Horizon League winners last night. Robert Morris, UIC. Detroit Mercy and Oakland. There you go. If you're curious about the Horizon League tournament, you got the Ohio Valley Conference tournament starting tonight with Tennessee State and SIU Edwardsville, Austin Peay, and Tennessee Tech. Also had the Patriot League get underway yesterday, too. Bucknell, a winner, and American knocking off Holy Cross. So there you go. Just a quick whip around for the college basketball conference tournaments that are underway with plenty more to come. We've got some championship games coming up here Sunday on the airwaves on KGYM, including that MVC title game from Westwood One Sports. So be listening for that if you're a fan of some Valley Hoops and Arch Madness. 2:36, so take another time out here on the show. Coming up, we'll get some reaction to what did or didn't happen in the world of baseball. ESPN Radio Baseball Insider Jesse Rogers speaking earlier today. We'll hear from him, his take on what did or didn't happen in MLB yesterday when it came to the negotiations. That's coming up here on KGYM.
Don't miss this slam dunk deal for fast and reliable internet service from IMON. Make the switch to IMON today and enjoy all the madness this month has to offer with buffer-free streaming for the big games, quick loading brackets for bragging, and no data caps to ruin your basketball binge. Sign up today for IMON's 100 megabit fiber internet service for the special low price of only $52 per month. IMON will get you up and running quickly so you can start enjoying fast, reliable internet service and thorough, caring 24/7 customer support. Make the switch today at go.imon.net/radio.
New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
Go for the three with Elite Sportsbook. For every $30 wagered on basketball this weekend, you will receive a $5 free bet. Take advantage of this promotion up to three times per weekend with a total of $75 in free bets available during the promotional period. Don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
The worst of times can bring out the best in each of us. Doctors, nurses, and frontline workers have labored selflessly to keep us safe during the health crisis of our lifetime. How do we thank these heroes? It's simple. Get your COVID vaccine so we can end this pandemic. Variants are on the rise, and we don't want to put these heroes through another health crisis. They have given their all. Now it's up to you. Please do your part. For you, for them, for us.
This message sponsored by the Helmsley Charitable Trust, aired with the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
An extra $3,500? That'd buy a lot of Dr. Pepper. Start driving now for Keurig Dr. Pepper and you can get a $3,500 bonus. Route drivers start at $26.50 and bump to $27.90 after 90 days. Relief drivers start at $24.70. Drive local Monday through Friday so you're home every night with weekends off. Plus 2 weeks paid vacation your first year, 401k, medical, dental, all that stuff. Text KDP Jobs to 63879 for more info or go to KeurigDrPepper.com.
Hi, my name's Joe Cordell. Sometimes in divorce, courts require the higher earner to pay to the other party what's called spousal support or alimony. Usually this order can be modified in certain circumstances, but such modifications are often complicated and are best entrusted to attorneys that are well acquainted with such matters. At Cordell & Cordell, that's our business. Remember, you're not alone.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Des Moines area attorneys. A partner men can count on. 866-DADS-LAW. CordellCordell.com.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
All right, back at 2:40. Spencer at Sports here at KGYM. 319-366-1600 on a beautiful Wednesday. Taking you up till 3 o'clock. Gym class today. Myself and Mark Dukes in with you from 3 until 4. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming up from 4 until 6. Let you know what's on tap for the rest of your Wednesday here in just a bit. We roll on here on a Wednesday afternoon. The other big news in the world of sports, baseball lockout continuing on. And in fact, well, yesterday was the additional deadline day, the new deadline day after the two sides seemingly were working through the nights. Monday into Tuesday, the deadline came, the 5 p.m. Eastern time imposed deadline. Baseball put in place to avoid canceling spring training or spring training plus opening day, more so opening day than spring training. Came and went without a deal, so MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred and the owners Tuesday said they were canceling opening day, March 31st, and the first two series of the season after that 5 p.m. Eastern or 4 Central time deadline passed without a deal. Here to break it all down for us is ESPN Radio. They do a great job talking about everything that's going on in the sports world. And ESPN Baseball insider Jesse Rogers joined Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max earlier today to talk more about what did or didn't happen in the baseball world yesterday.
Hey, there, you can criticize both sides. I hate both sides-ism, right? Because, yes, of course, no one's perfect. So, of course, there's critique on both sides. But you can assign more blame to one side or another. And it seems to me, I subscribe to the theory that the owners had a certain plan and this was one of their contingencies, right? How much progress was really made over the past couple days?
A little bit. I mean, I woke up yesterday and thought they were maybe at the 50 or the opponent's 40-yard line, like they were at least moving. But, of course, the hard part is once you get to the red zone, punching it in. So I thought maybe they were halfway there, but then how are you supposed to do the other half in just a few hours, the harder half, right? So that's one of my big criticisms. And this is probably with the league. They really tried to move a lot of things fast in the final hours, maybe to get to the union to sign off before they can look at the fine print, so to speak, right? Like, why wasn't this going on? They're the ones that instituted the lockout in December. Why wasn't this progress being made incrementally throughout that month, throughout January?
That's why it seems like a publicity stunt from a PR stunt from the owners to say, oh, see, we gave all this stuff at the 11th hour and they didn't sign off. But Jesse, it's so instructive to me, and you might think I'm like looking too deep into it. You just used a football metaphor to describe what's going on. Baseball has been so marginalized culturally that you didn't say, hey, they were rounding first on their way to second, or they were just past second base. You went to football because people actually care about football.
Yeah, and that's something I talked about with my colleagues. If this same labor problem happened in football, it could get ugly, it could get nasty, they could even miss games, and then once they're back, everybody be happy they're back, right? This is a different story. The product on the field is a problem, and now the economics off the field is a problem. It's the last sport that needed something like this. Maybe it'll be quick, and we'll forget about it soon enough, but there's no guarantee of that as well. Now, again, I'm not as, oh, God, everything the union did was right, that the owners are evil, as much as other people out there. I'm pro player. They're the stars. I get it. But I don't think they negotiated perfectly either. They are getting gains. They are getting gains, things that have never been part of baseball or have been something they fought for a long time and are getting. No draft pick compensation, a pre-arbitration pool, a lottery draft. There are gains. So hopefully they go back to Monday's progress and pick it up from there and ignore what happened yesterday, right? That the league thinks the union was playing as many games as the union thinks the league was playing. And I will push back on one narrative. I don't think 27 owners wanted to sit out in April. I just don't believe that. Maybe 3, 4, 5 are like, yeah, we could deal without April. I don't believe like 27 owners don't care about winning. Now there might be 5, 6 that don't, but the majority of owners wanted to play. The majority of owners wanted to strike a deal. I know it's a narrative that's out there. And I would say the majority of players wanted to strike a deal, but on both sides, I do think there's some, I don't want to say bad actors, but some that had different kind of goals. But certainly the league needs to move further in the union's direction.
Jesse Rogers, ESPN MLB reporter, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So what's the big, you gave us a lot there, right? But yeah. What is the biggest sticking point to get this deal done and over the top?
Yeah, from the beginning, everyone thought it would be the competitive balance tax, and it still is. And that it's such a tricky thing because this is the number that if teams go over it, we're talking about salaries, payroll, they have to pay a tax. And the big market teams are kind of aligned with the union, right? They'd rather pay a player than pay a tax. So they want that to go up, actually. But the mid to small market teams are not going to agree to it. Teams like the Brewers or maybe the Cardinals don't want that to go up because the Yankees will pay for a player that the Brewers can't afford. And, you know, the feeling is, look, if you can't afford it, then get out of baseball, right? But Ron Manfred will say it over and over again, it's a competitive balance issue. And you have to remember, the league is not trying to ram a hard salary cap down the throat of the union. So, as the league likes to say, it's the only sport where there's a payroll difference of 5 times. You know, one team is way down here and the other teams are way up here. And the other sports don't have that because you have a salary cap. So that number has not gone up enough. It hasn't gone up with revenues. And the players are going to hold out until that happens. Because when that number goes up, star players can sign $300 million contracts with those rich teams that are willing to spend it. But those, I guess, less rich teams don't want it to go up because it gives a competitive balance, you know, in favor of the other one. So that's complicated, I know, but I think you get it. They want that top number to go up so that star players can get paid.
Jesse, with this whole lockout happening, what do you think happens to the popularity of baseball moving forward?
I think it depends how long it lasts. We're all angry today, but in 2 weeks, if camps are open and, you know, you're back to opening day late April, early May. Heck, the weather's better and most cities opening day might be more fun for people. If they play 5 months or 5.5 months and solve the economic issues and it's a healthy sport off the field for the next 4.5 years, I guess at this point, 4 years and 5 months, then it's okay. But if we go into May, I mean, if we miss a full month, I think that's where the damage really begins to happen. My prediction is they have a deal by mid-March. I think within, you know, a few days to 4 or 5, they get back at it, and maybe they pick up where they left off on Monday, as I mentioned. They hammer out some things, including that CBT, and we're back by mid-month. It's not the worst thing in the world. Then they have to fix the game on the field, and that's probably even a bigger task.
Jesse Rogers, before I let you go, we're up against it a little bit, but I think that's excellent work out of you. But I just want to disprove the nonsense that the owners are peddling. Okay, it's utter nonsense. Has zero. When I say zero to do with a competitive balance, I mean absolutely nothing. It's simply a transfer of wealth from labor to ownership. And I will prove it to you in 5 seconds. Here it is. If it was true what the owners were saying, then the competitive balance tax would go directly towards the beneficiaries who get the tax, would go directly towards player salaries. 100% of the money transfer in the tax from the big market teams would go to the small market teams, but they would be required to spend 100% of it on player salaries. But that's not something the owners would sign up for, is it?
Nope.
It's got nothing to do with competitive balance. Nothing. Not even a little bit. Not even 1%. It's 100% profit.
And they push back on any changes to revenue sharing because those small market teams will not vote for it because they love getting that revenue sharing and then
putting it
in their pockets.
That's right.
I can't tell you how many times the Pirates came up in these discussions as the example of a crappy organization that will never spend. Yeah. And it came up a lot in the room this week.
All right. Interview this morning from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. That was ESPN Baseball Insider Jesse Rogers breaking down the lack of action, no deal done yesterday by the deadline, talking a little bit about what's next and more as baseball is canceled, opening day, and the first two series of the season after the deadline was not met yesterday afternoon. It's 2:50, more coming up here in KGYM.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done, and you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first. And Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done with 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
Metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
The football season is always exciting. Coaches getting hired, players getting traded, free agents moving to new cities. If you want to hire people that you're really excited about, team up with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/max. Once again, that's ziprecruiter.com/max. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Right back here, 2:52 at KGYM. Spencer on sports winding down. Gym class coming up here in just a bit. Myself and Mark Dukes in with you between 3 and 4 today. Todd and Alex on the way between 4 and 6, per usual, on KGYM. Speaking of baseball, rough day for the Iowa baseball team yesterday, falling to Loras College. The Dewhawks coming into Iowa City and knocking off the Hawkeyes at the home opener at Banks Field yesterday. 3-1, the final score there. Jared Simpson allowing 3 runs, 2 of them earned off of 5 hits in 3 innings. That proved to be the difference. Iowa got 9 hits and out-hit the Dewhawks actually by 2. Only managed to plate 1 run in the contest, and that one came in the bottom of the 9th inning. Loras pitcher Davis Pasco, 6 2/3 innings, 5 hits, and struck out 3 in the win for the Dewhawks. The Hawkeyes, another game today. Gorgeous day to get out and enjoy some baseball. They'll take on Cornell College. The Rams making the trip down Highway 1 to Iowa City. 4:05 first pitch from Banks Field for the Hawkeye baseball team, looking to right the ship after the loss to Loras yesterday. NBA action last night saw Minnesota get a win over Golden State, 129-114. Washington with a win over Detroit, 116-113. Iowa's own Luka Garza did not play for Detroit in that game in Washington, D.C. Big one tonight in the Eastern Conference. Number 1 in the East versus number 4 in the East in Milwaukee. The Heat
at the Bucks from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks currently fourth in the East. Got a win earlier this week over Charlotte. Miami four games up in the standings on the Bucks as of today. Won't see that one on a national scale. You'll see the Knicks and Philly and Portland and Phoenix, your national TV games for tonight from ESPN. 2:54 before we step out here, let's tell you what's coming up here on KGYM with what's on tap for today. Coming up on the gym class, as I mentioned, I'll be in for Scott again this afternoon. We will be talking with Mark Ironside to preview the Big Ten wrestling tournament, talk a little bit about the pre-seeds and what to look for in the action this weekend. That'll be coming up just a little after 3, about 3:20 or so. We'll also react to college basketball and more from last night and look ahead to the action for this evening in the world of college hoops, including the Iowa State game. Myself and Mark will do that coming up here for you between 3 and 4 here on KGYM. Then big show today on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. You won't want to miss the interview at 4:30. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers as they get set for Arch Madness this week. The guys will talk with Gary about UNI basketball, also about his career as the play-by-play voice for the UNI Panthers. Gary will join the show just after 4:30 today. And, of course, it's Wednesday. That means it's WagerWise coming up at 5:30 right here on KGYM. Tomorrow on our show, we'll get you set for the Iowa game at Michigan, Iowa men's basketball and the Wolverines tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. Take a look at what else is happening in the world of sports, including a recap of Iowa State Senior Night, Cyclones, and Oklahoma State tonight. And that's what you could hear on our airwaves here on KGYM tonight. We'll join it right around tip-off time. The Cyclones and Cowboys from Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM on your radio dial. We'll have that for you tonight right here on KGYM. So enjoy that right here on the radio. Forget to vote in our poll question. It has to do with basketball. We told you earlier in the show how Iowa men, as of today, they have a double bye. If the season ended today, they'd have a double bye in the Big Ten tournament. Our question to you at KGYMradio.com, will the Iowa men hold on to that double bye in the Big Ten tournament? Yes or no? Two tough games coming up at Michigan, at Illinois. Will the Hawkeyes hold on? We want to know your thoughts at KGYMradio.com. Again, that poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Podcasts of all our local programs, this one, the gym class, and, of course, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, always available at KGYMradio.com. You can check out any episode you missed right there. Gym class is coming up next. Spencer on Sports returns tomorrow on KGYM.